This is KNKX. The Seattle Seahawks started training camp this week without much drama, but with a lot of expectations for a team that won 12 games last season. Here's KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. Art, the Seahawks say 90 of their 91 players at training camp have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Who would have thought 2 years ago this would be big news at the start of camp?
Well, it is the changed world we're in, and Pete Carroll, the Seahawks coach, has said this is another way for his team to compete. He and club officials have gone to great lengths to make sure that the players have all the information possible to make the decision on the vaccine, and it's worked out very well. He also got a big help from the NFL last week. The league sent out a letter to each club saying, if your team is responsible for a game being postponed and not made up because of COVID-19, that game will be forfeited, and you will be responsible for all the financial losses, and your players will lose game checks. So I think that threat rounded up the stragglers and got a whole lot of teams much closer to 100%.
All right, so that's the backdrop we're working with. Let's talk football. Who among the new Seahawks players merits attention?
I think the guy that's going to make the biggest impact is tight end Gerald Everett. He was a free agent from the Rams who played under offensive coordinator Shane Waldron. He's the new guy that Carroll poached from the Rams. So the two of them have 4 years together. I think the biggest asset that Everett brings to the passing game is a measurement called yards after catch, meaning he gets the ball in space, and then when he gets hit once, he still keeps moving. So that's going to be a big addition to the Seahawks offense.
How about returning players? Who do you think will do big things this season?
I've got my eye on running back Chris Carson. He had a good year last year, but was a free agent, and I didn't think he was going to come back. I thought he was going to get a better offer, and he settled for a two-year deal, $10 million, half guaranteed. And I think he's going to really flourish in Waldron's new offense. He already said at camp that he has the best hands of anybody among the Seahawks, so the trash talk has begun between Carson and receivers DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. And I think he's right, and I think that's going to be another great asset for the Seahawks offense.
So people certainly know Chris Carson. Is there anyone flying under the radar who might make an impact?
Defensive end Darrell Taylor. I think casual fans may say, who? But for a good reason. He didn't play last year. He was the second-round draft choice out of Tennessee, but he had a leg injury the Seahawks knew about. So far in the spring and summer, he's impressed a lot of people. Carlos Dunlap, his teammate at defensive end, called him very explosive, and I think that's going to enhance the Seahawks' pass rush a whole lot.
Well, so far, Art, you haven't mentioned quarterback Russell Wilson.
Well, I think I'm going to let Russell's tweet that he sent out this week speak for him, and he said three words, best year ever. If he follows through on that, they're going places.
Aha. So speaking of that, any early predictions?
I think I'm going to have you visit with me in September after I've seen the preseason and what's happening, because the world changes so fast now, I don't even think I know what I'm going to have for dinner.
All right, Art. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.